Small Biz Central.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment is a dynamic leader. He's a successful entrepreneur. Ken Wolf is president, CEO, and co-founder of Revelwood. The company provides performance management solutions to Fortune 1000 and mid-market companies and is a top growth company on the Entrex Private Company Index. Revelwood's performance management solutions bring ease, speed, and flexibility to enterprise planning, reporting, and analytics. Joining us on the line from Parsippany, New Jersey is Ken Wolf. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, David.
Absolutely. What events in your career initially led to the formation of Revelwood?
I'm a finance person by background and spent some time in accounting and finance in the corporate world, and eventually discovered that I had a greater interest in helping make the process more efficient of managing and planning the business rather than actually focusing on reviewing financial statements and sort of the everyday work of the finance profession. So because of that, and I started to get involved with different technologies, that really led me into this world of helping companies better improve their way of doing so.
When you first set out to start this company, Revelwood, what was the market space like, and how did you want to approach providing these performance management solutions differently?
Well, the space was fragmented. There weren't many players in the space. And it was a lot about, there were basic technologies and there were services companies that provided services for implementing these kinds of solutions. We had a vision of taking these services and forming them into more of a productized solution where we would have pre-built applications for our clients rather than starting from scratch with custom development every time.
Sure.
And that has been very successful for us.
Wow, wow. Now, who are your customers and what problems does Revelwood solve for them?
So we target primarily the financial organization of companies in virtually any industry, not industry specific. And most of the companies we're targeting are mid-market and large enterprise clients. What we do for them, the kinds of problems we're solving, is that we're providing the technology solutions that's allowing them to manage the performance of their business. So they're looking at questions like, where have we come from? Where are we going? How are we going to get there? Those last two being really Revelwood's sweet spot in helping them with budgeting and planning and modeling and forecasting the business so that they can look into the future. We also focus on helping them with alignment of their compensation strategies so they can be aligned to the desired behavior they're looking to get from their workforce in order to achieve those goals they're trying to achieve. So all of that falls under the umbrella of performance management, and that's what we do.
Okay, thanks for that. How do you foresee the best practices in this industry changing around issues such as budgeting and so forth?
We see a movement away from traditional budgeting. We find that traditional budgeting, the traditional budgeting process, the annual budgeting process that companies go through, is flawed in its approach. It's actually counterproductive, very expensive and time-consuming for companies. We're seeing a movement towards more of a continual planning or also known as a rolling forecast type of process where we're still planning and we're still looking into the future and we're looking at different scenarios of our business and making decisions, but we're not focused on a budget and tying performance back to this sort of fixed budget that's created and becomes out of date as, you know, as we get into the next year anyway. That's really the direction that we're seeing in our space.
So it's much more dynamic and iterative, I guess, and it's
very much so. It's really a continual iterative process, not something that we do once as a snapshot and then revisit it again maybe a quarter later or at the end of the following year. It's a continual process.
We're visiting with Ken Wolf. He's the co-founder of Revelwood. The website, www.revelwood, R-E-V-E-L-W-O-O-D.com. What do you think is Revelwood's most compelling strength or market advantage today?
Well, I think we have several. First and foremost is our expertise in this space. We've been doing this for almost 15 years, and we are well recognized throughout the world, actually, as experts in what we do, and that certainly helps us. But in addition to that, we have developed a culture that really revolves around passion of our people, and then sort of having that passion rub off on our clients. And it's that passionate client base that really helps propel us forward and find new problems to solve for new companies.
Around the subject of culture and building truly effective teams, as a virtual company, you do have consultants across the country. How do you approach the matter of building this so-called culture or effective team when people are physically separated?
Great question, because they can tend to be isolated over the course of time, especially if they're out on client projects at different locations. So the way we do that, we have several methods of making sure we have this sort of unified culture experience here. First of all, we bring the entire company together for 3 days annually for an off-site company retreat, and there's a lot of team building and networking and connecting that goes on there. In addition, we have huddle calls. Various teams within the company have periodic calls once a week, twice a week, daily, depending on the team, that connect people, short calls to kind of review where things are. And then we use technology quite a bit, whether it's phone or instant messaging or email, or we have a wiki site. We're trying to provide sort of socialization through technology so people feel connected to their fellow Revelwoodians and don't feel so isolated. And that really helps drive that cultural experience we have.
Does that cultural model extend out to the customer base as well when you talk about wiki and sort of an open social media almost type of approach?
Some of it does. So we have some use of technology where the client is tapped into it. For example, we have a system that allows our clients to tap into project information to find out where projects are, project status, you know, open issues, things like that. And that is something that clients can tap into. We have other areas that are just meant internally for our own people. So the answer is yes.
Back to the entrepreneurial side of things a bit. Was there one pivotal moment in your company's history, thinking back, that you feel may have defined the strategic direction and ultimately the success?
Yes, I would say so, David. There was a time around, I guess we'll call it the turn of the century, when we sort of redirected our efforts to building a technology product in this space to help us solve our client problems.
Yeah.
We were building an underlying platform because we felt that the platform we needed to build on didn't exist. We henceforth discovered that that's not really our strength. Our strength is in applying technology to solve real problems and working with real clients to do that, not building the core technology. That's a different capability, and it's not really the capability that we had, and it's not really what makes us strong. So we redirected our efforts away from that, back to what we knew and what we knew that we did really well, and enabled us to focus on that core capability. And we've really seen tremendous success and growth since we redirected those efforts around 2001, 2002.
What challenges have you or the business faced over its evolution that might be interesting to note, point to, and perhaps instructive to our audience?
Well, I would say a couple of things. I would say, first of all, staying focused, right? Not distracting yourself and your company from what your core competency is, what your core purpose is. I see companies that try to be all things to all people, and I think that just dilutes efforts. The expertise that I talked about and the reputation we have in the space is because we focus on a single capability that we're very, very good at and not trying to be too much to too many people. The other area I would focus on is sort of this idea of being very optimistic about your approach to your business and having that optimistic attitude that you can do the things that you want to be able to do and not letting naysayers get in the way of that.
Revelwood is obviously a top growth company on the private company index, and you've been continuing to grow. What, in your view, has enabled the business to continue to grow, even through some of these challenging economic cycles like the one we're currently facing?
That's a very relevant and timely question. I would say there are two things that we've been doing or we've done that help us get through these difficult times. The first is not something we're consciously doing today, but it's just the strength of our reputation for the excellent quality work that we've done brings more business to us than perhaps others, newer companies or upstarts in our industry. So that's part of what's helping us during these difficult times. But I would say, in addition, what we're proactively doing is rather than cutting expenses and cutting back on our efforts, we're actually investing more today, right now, in marketing and sales and the ability to generate new business than we ever have before. So rather than cut back during difficult economic times, we're realizing that this is really the time to kind of stand out and find the business that's out there. And as we come out of an economic downturn, we should be extremely well positioned for continued growth.
I love that. It is counterintuitive, particularly for small and micro enterprise types of organizations. But I love that. And obviously it's working. Finally, the human capital side of your executive management team, you have three principals who have successfully run Revelwood for a number of years. Tell us, if you would, about the dynamics between them, what they each bring to the table, and how you've made this dance work so well.
Right. So, yes, there are three principals. I am the one principal who comes from the finance world, the financial background, and brings my technology understanding to the equation. The other two principals, my two partners, they are actually technology guys. They focus on technology, and they bring a very good understanding of finance and accounting and business process to the table. So we have a real blend of expertise, and that's one of the things that that helps in terms of that makeup. How we make the partnership successful in running the company, have been doing so for the past dozen or so years, are, I think, a couple of key things. One is we have a tremendous amount of respect for each other, and if you don't respect each other, I think that's a real issue, and we certainly do, and that helps a lot. That's sort of an underlying theme. Mm-hmm. In terms of what we do to manage the company, we very consciously, we wear two different hats. We're either wearing the hats that we have as principals and owners of the company, and in those cases, when we get together as a group of owners or shareholders, we're focused on very high-level strategic issues of the company. When it comes to the day-to-day management of the organization, however, we wear our other hats, which are the day-to-day sort of officer roles that we have here. I'm the CEO. One of my partners is the VP of Professional Services, et cetera. And we have a very clear distinction as to whether we're working on day-to-day company management or the stepping back and looking inside the business. And that's, I think that's helped with our success tremendously, rather than sort of butting heads all the time when you're trying to run the company every day.
Yeah, that shifting between the 60,000-foot view and the more tactical day-to-day. It's very interesting. Ken Wolf, thanks so much. Ken Wolf is the co-founder of Revelwood, the website www.revelwood, R-E-V-E-L, wood.com. The company's a top growth company on the PCI Private Company Index. Ken, thanks so much for joining us on this segment.
Thank you again, David.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.